All right, we're going to come back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes, 312-981-7200. But I want to talk to Bill Guidy, our friend, who is the proprietor of Cork and Carry in Beverly on Western Avenue. He's also the proprietor of Cork and Carry by the Park, which is a Louis Robert fiery throw back to home away from Guaranteed Rate Field. And Bill's on the line here. And Bill, unfortunately, you got closed down. Your bar and restaurant in Beverly got closed down by the state because of coronavirus. Explain what happened.
Hi, Mr. Khan. Thanks. So nice to talk to you again.
Yeah. when we talk, it's normally under really nice and somewhat inebriated circumstances in one of your establishments, but at least on my side. But this is just, imagine, a year ago, we were, at Cork and Carry in the Park and hanging out, and there was mm-hmm. baseball, and everybody was, after a game, jamming in onto your bar. And now we can't even get close to doing that.
Right. So yeah, we had some issues with the city over the past few days, and some we will take the blame for, but some were just were not our doing, and subsequently we got closed down on Sunday. So here we are.
And how long you closed down for? Do you know?
We're hoping to be open in the next 40 hours, hopefully, probably, yeah. Okay. So we have a meeting in the morning with the city, with a few commissioners. We've already submitted our safety reopening plan to them. They're reviewing it, I believe, as we speak, and then tomorrow morning we'll have a call, a meeting, and then hopefully we schedule for, they do an inspection, that's the proper protocol, they do an inspection, and then make sure everything is as we say it will be, and then we can reopen safely.
Okay, the reason I want to talk to you today, this is important, because you're a good guy and a really great business operator. I think that, you're as a great Chicago, if you got people in from out of town, you want to show them a real, honest to God, Chicago bar, Cork and Carry fits that bill. But what do you guys, what did you do you think, on your end, for your guys' end, that was the biggest infraction, the thing you'd like to have back?
Well, the rules and the regulations, and not just with us, but with every license holder in the whole city, basically. Mm-hmm. The suburbs have their own rules and regulations to play by, but the city has its own, rules and ordinances that, frankly, have changed on a weekly basis. So we're trying to keep up with all these new rules and regulations that the city is throwing at us for everybody's safety. That's fine, but it's a tough little road to handle. So Friday night, we were visited, and the business affairs consumer protection folks came in at 10 o'clock, and they saw that we were all in compliance. And then they left, and then they decided they wanted to come back, and they walked back in at 12:30 and said that we were supposed to be closed at 12, and wrote us a citation for people being in the establishment after midnight, mm-hmm. which is a brand new ordinance, again, that we didn't follow, apparently, because, like I said, it had just changed. Okay. The liquor commissioner just changed it. So the next night, 12:05 a.m. on Saturday night, we're cleaning. Bars closed at midnight. 12:05, the inspectors walk in, and it's just our staff cleaning and throwing away everything as they do and sanitizing at the end of the shift. Mm-hmm. But they did not, for whatever reason, believe the staff was the staff. And then they wrote us a fine. And that was just two fines in a row led the business affairs office to issue a closure on Sunday. So those are the chain of events the past 48 hours.
Let's talk about being a bar owner in a moment like this. It's an impossibility. And again, you have a restaurant too. I mean, it's a bar and a restaurant. You guys serve food but that bar, especially the one down in Beverly, the one on Western, I mean, that's always humming. It's a traditional old school bar, and people are pretty tight in there. It's hard to keep people socially distant in a circumstance like that and still make money, isn't it?
Well, we're very fortunate enough to have the beer garden, which seats comfortably a couple hundred people and distanced. So we're very fortunate if the weather cooperates that we can operate the beer garden and keep the, you know, keep the indoor vacant, which is the, you know, the ordinance today, as we can't have anybody on the inside, but we do, we are able to operate on the outside. So, you know, luckily we can do that, but it's still, you know, it's still tough. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you get back what you got to get back. I know everybody wants to try to be as responsible as possible, but the business owners, and this is the tough thing, this is the balance. I was just talking to a business owner today about this earlier, and it's like, how do you stay in business? How do you, unless you just want to try to get more public funding, which may not be coming, what do you do? Because you got mortgages, you got electric bills, you got all those things that everybody still has, and they're not giving you forgiveness. You can get a little bit on a mortgage, you can get a little bit of rhythm, but not a lot. And it's a very tough situation for all of you guys to be in. And, you know, nobody asked for this. I know that's a bit of the mantra, and we all have to be as responsible as we possibly can. But in order to get back up and going, I think we're gonna have to get our act together. So I wish you the best of luck. I hope you guys get open for the weekend. That'd be important.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
See you soon.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Bye-bye.